Good morning to everyone. If you don't smile, I can't preach. Good to see you this morning. Well, you're looking nice. I cut my hair, you see. Somebody told me you look a little bit younger. Amen. Yeah, I said, if I have a little bit more hair, I will look a little bit younger. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I have a great message for you this morning. Hopefully you'll get it into your heart. Amen. Just to remind you, or you already know, I'm going to Kenya for the last 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks approximately, and to helping Brother Meshach. Some of you know him. So he's already opening 3 churches. So I'm going to be with him from place to place. Going to try to help him and to creating good fellowship, good leadership, and to having time together to help him the best we can. So we ask you for your prayer. And the meantime is I'll not be here with you for Christmas, but I know that you have a great pastor with you. It's Mirella. She's here every day. So if you need any help, just contact her. Amen. So keep and pray for me, because, you know, it's when you're trouble, it's trouble. I looking for last night, I was searching a little bit about Kenya. I look at it, it's a nice city in Kenya. Amen. So, and from place into place, approximately 5 or 6 hours of drive from one city to another, where I got the schedule to spend some time with the Meshach. I said for the first 2 days. I leave it Tuesday afternoon, so on Wednesday, we ride in Nairobi approximately 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the local time. And I believe there is a number of people always waiting for me on the airport. Some of the people that have been here in this church for a long time, so they left it nearly 10 years ago. I never remember was a lady, and her name is Julie, and she sent me a message on the Facebook, said today that she's going to be on the airport for me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you still don't smile. So if you don't smile, so I cannot preach. Yeah. Did you want me to tell you a funny story? Eh? So, amen. Well, what about if we let the funny story go? Amen. So we'll just go straight to the word, and we talk about the really important thing for our life. So we are on the end of the year. In my faith, in my vision for this church and for other ministry that we have around the world, that we making progress into our life. Amen. So let me, in other words, give you an influencer of the mean of the really progress in our life. Everyone on us, we should have a vision. Amen. For our life. I mean, let's put it that way. Vision and destiny into our life. We're heading into a new year very soon. It's a year that never come before. This year is be called 2016. So 2016, we want our church, our people, to have a vision and destiny for their own life. Amen. For the blessings. So we know that as soon as we're reopening for the next year, the end of the next year, we started back into prayer meeting and churches Sunday night and all this activity. We wanted to have a good ministry that impacts our life. Amen. So we want to have a good speaker in our life. We want to have a great, we want to have a vision of victory, how to progress the life of our life, time by time, and every day of our life. So to do that, we needed to open our mind to looking to the next year come. So I wanted to say this year was a year of blessing. Amen. So in some time there is a trouble here, trouble there, problem here, problem there. But that something is happening every day. So we want to call it a year of a bless. But let's call it the next year, a year of a victory year that will impact in our life. Amen. So they, God will be opening the heaven and fill our life. The only way to do it, to dedicate your life to become closer to God. Amen. So the people that we saw in the Bible, they people of progressing from blessing to bless. Amen. And we are the same. We are the people of God. Let me bring it to your attention in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. You all know the verse. You all know the chapter is very, very famous. Everybody look into that when they need the, support. Amen. Praise God. So in verse 11, in 29, he said, "For I know your thoughts." In an International Version of the Bible, it said, "Your plan. That I think toward you, say the Lord, true of peace and not to evil, but to give you future and hope." Amen. Let's repeat that. Future and hope into your life. Touch somebody and say, "I want a future into my life." Amen. "I want a blessing to my life." So to give you future and hope, then you will come to me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Amen. So listen very careful. Sometimes I look in that we come to the end of the year, our prayer meeting was a really struggle to have anybody to come to pray. So if we don't pray, we don't have a victoria to our life. I mean, because pray is the key for everything you need to your life. So they said, "For I know your plan." God knows your plan, my plan. Amen. And to talk about this morning, about the plan that God has for us into our life, we needed to have a vision and destiny where we're going to need to go. Amen. So we enter into a new, brand new year. And this is to brand new year. We can make him bless it or we can destroy the year. Amen. I mean, how can I explain to you in a better way? With some material that not lefty costing very, very expensive material, you can make it a beautiful dress. Amen. I mean, if you have ability to do that, you can make it a beautiful dress or suit or whatever you want to call it. Let me go on the other side. For example, my wife, she's very good with the kitchen. Yeah? That's why my belly's all the way gone up. So with a little bit of things around the kitchen, she can make it a beautiful place. Somebody comes and says, "Ooh, this is beautiful." But the reality is just the things that was there on the fridge. Amen. We can do that things that just to give you an example how you can progress in through your life. Amen. You still don't believe in me because you don't smile. If you don't smile, how did the people in Kenya gonna smile for me that not look like them? Amen. I know that Mishaki dies because he said, "Oh, he coming, he will help me." Amen. Let me give you an illustration of Mishaki. Mishaki was here for approximately 4 or 5 years. The first time that I have a vision for him, and I went to talking to him because I knew that he was a very high educated man. He was very good with things to write, very good to helping people. I remember a lady with a big problem. He actually helped the lady to go through a lot of work. Amen. But when I talking to him, I said, "I can see in you that you have a love heart to helping people." That was just the beginning. That's the first 6-7 months he was here. But when I asked him to come to share something on prayer meeting, he was said to me that he is not able to speak into the public people. Prayer meeting, we was just a bunch of people, maybe 10 people there, or maybe a little less than that. I said, "Well, get ready. So we got a weekend to do. I just, my idea was to prepare this man where one day he will come, somebody from God, amen, in the ministry. You know this story very well. So he started with that. And then we're using him in Holy Communion. Then we're using him to preach. We train him with a great gift. They went back home. Today he has a three church in the country of Kenya with the potential that he will grow higher. Amen. So that what we're talking about, vision and destiny. Nobody born with the vision. Amen. Nobody born with the new car. Nobody born with the boat. Nobody born with a great investment. I mean, nobody born with that. So we needed to have that planting to our mind that God is going to be with us. Amen. Okay. In Jeremiah 29:11, it said, "For I know the plan I have given you. God has a plan and destiny for you. Plan that you be fruitful into the land that you true to remind it for you." Let's pray together. Father, we come before you this morning. We come to pray, Lord. We come here to stand before your presence that you touch in our life. You're teaching us. And this message will remind it to our heart in Jesus' name. Everybody said, in Jesus' name. So vision and destiny. Amen. Vision and destiny belongs together. Amen. So you needed to have a vision to get destiny. Amen. Without a vision, you don't go nowhere. I'm telling you. Without a vision, your life is completely worthless. God needed you to get a vision that you can walk in and to plant your destiny into your life. Let me bring it to you in some way more understandable. What is a student? We have a number of students in our church. Student is a preparation on time for something that you needed to invest into your life. Amen. So student is mean preparation, a time to influence your life in investment, future, higher calling, higher potential, higher level of personality. Amen. That's what students are about. We have a destiny to fill in God's hands. Amen. We are students from God's power. We are students from God's power. Amen. We needed to impact in our life with the God presence. To rise into the next level, you needed to have a destination. Amen. You needed to have a destination. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 3:17 said that we are beginning to change from glory to glory. Amen. We are beginning to change from glory to glory. Continually learning and changing and being reforming to transform in a imaginary life from blessing to bless. To transform from glory to glory, to be transformed from blessing to blessing, amen, to continually change in life, to continually to adjust in things in life. It is important that we learn to change things. From where we are, we needed to keep in change. And Apostle Paul said it once again in Philippians 3:14, I press forward to the goal for the prize that upon me. I call in God, Jesus. He said, I will press forward, not back. Because if I look in my back, If I look at the mistake I've done in my life, if I look at the problem I have in the past, I will never ever able to go any further. But I'm looking forward for the glory that God has prepared for me into the future of my life and to the future of my family. We needed to understand, sometimes we stepping out on fear. Fear is the most cruel thing in life. Fear destroys your future. Fear, they don't make you move into the next level. Fear, they keep you poor. Fear, they will never ever you get blessing from God, the presence. We must allow our life to be infilled with the presence of God without fear. Because fear destroys you. Fear destroys your study. Fear destroys your ministry. Fear destroys even your family, your marriage, your children. We have a potential to remove fear from our life. People live below the destiny that God planned for you. They live below what God has for you into your life. People that maximize this fear that God cannot do anything into your life. To be all in God's creation, you need to be potential that fear don't touch your life. Fear is one of the weapons that blocking people to go further in the life and live in poverty. Amen. Live in poverty. Fear that puts you under the foot. Some people, some Christian, as he chooses not to move, to remind, and to waste the potential that God is giving to us. To waste the potential that God gives us. Why we should have a fear? Timothy 1:7, for Spirit of God giving thus not making us timid or fear, but he give us power, loving, and self-control in our life. That's what God has said. I will not give you a spirit of fear, but I give you power, peace, and life to prosper day by day. Fear blind you. You cannot see. Destroyer, you live emotional. Emotional, they keep you under depression. We born to teaching our life to progressing day by day without fear. Let me give you an illustration. For example, when you or even our children, when they're born, they have no fear. Let me say that. They have no fear. When my little children was little, particularly Mirella and Antonella, they screamed the language out until we give me what they want. You can say, okay, sit in there, do this, do that. Her mother was very precise, do this, do that. She will have a spoon on the back to keep them. But they has no fear, because when the time has come, they're screaming, and you learn to listen to them. You are children of the living God. And if you scream it to God, if you ask me what you want to, if you tell him your destiny, he will give it to you. Amen. He will give it to you. Because you are his children. You born without fear. Fear is coming when you grow. Amen. Because when you're born, you don't fear anything. You have no fear. You scream your lung out. Your mother and father say, sit in there. You might be sitting there, but you're still screaming. Yeah? I have a little grandchild. If you don't give him what he wants, he's screaming that you can't believe. He's screaming, I want what I want. We are the same before God. Potentially, the illustration I give you that you needed to persist in, amen, to receive what God is giving to you. Of course, if you're asking for something that's going to affect your life, God wouldn't give it to you. Can you give a knife to your child to cut himself? You don't, amen. He can scream how long he wants. Let me tell you the story of Mirella when he was a baby. She got the fork and she wanted to put it on the PowerPoint. And that time, in that day, we used to not have this plastic cap to block it out. But we took the fork out. They said, you can cry for the rest of your life, but you're not going to get this fork to put it in there. Because they killed themselves. You know, that's simple as that. Sometimes if you say, oh, God, give me this. Oh, God, I want to marry the girl. Hey, God knows what's going to happen if you marry the girl. So he might be not going to give it to you. So you needed to be visionary and destiny without fear into your life. I'm talking for myself. I'm talking for our church. Amen. I'm talking for you because I love you. You know I love you more than myself because I give my life up to people every day of my life. I do that. And that's why we have sometimes an argument with my wife because I put more time into people's life than myself and to her. But this is in my gift. That's why I'm calling myself a pastor. Amen. Because when you call me, my phone is open. Not like somebody with the answer machine and you never call it back. My phone that has an answer machine. Amen. Sometimes I put it silent because I want to sleep for a few hours. But you can call me anytime. I'm not sure if you can call me in Kenya because I don't know if I have any reception there. But you can call me when I'm in Italy because I would have a reception for you. So you can either call me to say Merry Christmas, Pastor Tom. Oh, you know what? I don't have a Christmas with my mom because my mom is 85 years old. I think 85, yeah. And for a long, long time, I never have a Christmas with her. And you think, so she lives on a small village. Sometimes the snow has come and the road is blocked. It's only one road. If that block, you couldn't go nowhere. So you'll be stuck there. So if that happened, I want to stay with my mom. And so, but I can still call and if you need anything, you can ring. Amen. But remember that we're living 10 hours different, okay? So, but you needed to born with the bold into your life. You needed to create in that vision. Let me bring it that clear. Remove the fear that when you're grown up, you have this fear. Fear is fire. Amen. Fear is fire. I never have any fear in my life. I potentially try to do things. If I make a mistake. Amen. I make a mistake all the time. But with the making mistake, I get the learning. Amen. When I make a mistake, I get the learning. I remember a young man in our church a few years ago when he wanted to ask a girl to go out with him. And he was come to me and said, Pastor Tony, that girl is so beautiful. Why don't you ask him to go out with her? He said, oh, no, but she's probably going to say no. Did you want me to ask it for you? No, Pastor, don't do that. Don't do that, because that would be worse for him. Then I told him his story. You know, when I came to Australia many years ago, I couldn't speak English. So my some of the friends had taken me to a club where the people was dancing. But there was in that time. Let me make it very clear. In that time, I was a young boy. Okay, Let me tell you something. Here in Australia was more men than the women. Amen. Because the immigrant was very higher, and the immigrant was much, much men come than the female. So in Australia, the lady has a great thing to choose a man. That was every woman to marry 7.5 men, to everyone to have a woman. So it was a big problem. So we go to a club and to have a dance where this girl was. The girl, he can choose whatever she wants. Amen. And I said to the boy that he was scared to go and ask this girl for going out with him. And maybe it would be a good thing. Because if you know, you lose your opportunity. Because then she go and you don't have it anymore. So I said to him, when I was come to Australia, I couldn't speak English. I was worse than you because you can speak good English. But I was going to the club. I was a nice looking boy. And I would go there close, you know, like that. Go to this girl, was sitting together, looking at me, come, can I have that dance with you? Some people say no, but I will go to the next table. Can I have a dance with you? Oh, yes. Well, then you start to dance. And you start to dance. She come a little bit close. And she would say to me, are you a Greek? No, I'm Italian. Oh, you're looking beautiful. You know, don't scare, because if you're scared, you lose your opportunity. That's what I would say to the boy. Amen. I said, oh, go and ask that girl. Yeah, silly boy. You want me to go and to ask for you? When I meet my wife, she's here. She can tell you. It was illegal to my town, to her village, not to my town, to go direct into the girl. Was illegal. Was against the culture. To go and to say, did you like me? You think I'm nice for you? I was supposed to go to the father, or to my father, and my father got to go to her father. The long story short, I went straight to her. She was a nice young girl, and I said to her, did you like me? That's what I said. Did you like me? And she, I was an older boy. I was 10 years, nearly 9 years older than her. Anyway, and she, I said to her, I have a nice car. Look at this. She said, I have a nice car. And then this, I'll tell you the car. It was a Valiant Passer. It was a good car. Amen. It was looking good. And she said, well, that car looking very nice. She actually picked up the picture and put it under her bra. So that's where the story was. Anyway, I said, did you like me? He said, yeah, I like you. He said, but we have, how are you going to ask my father? I said, don't worry about it. I'll ask your father. So I don't scare. But when I asked her father, the wall come down. I left her run away. But I wasn't scared. Amen. Scare, they put you down. Amen. If I was scared, I would never marry Maria. Amen. I would still be dumb like everybody else. To have a progress in your life, you need to remove your fear. Amen. I said to the boy, see, if she can only say no, she cannot kill you. Amen. But, I said, okay, you do whatever you want, right? I wasn't scared. I couldn't speak English. I wasn't going just to go with you. You have a dance with me? In that time, the girl, they can choose anybody's luck. Amen. I left to be careful what I say because don't worry, next week I next week I needed to be careful because if she's not lucky, she attacking me after. Fear, they don't bring you success in your life. Amen. Amen. Fear, they don't bring you success in your life. Fear, they keep you poor. You needed to anticipate your fear. You needed to bound your fear. You know, when you have enough fear, that don't mean that you make a mistake. You make a mistake. I'm making a lot of mistakes in my life, but with the mistake, we learn. Amen. So stepping without fear, anticipating your personality, change the way you're doing, investing in the best you can, and get ability to come into your life. Amen. To succeed in your life, you needed to step out of fear. Fear, you never ever proceed in business. Let me give you an example. The Israel country is the most small country in the world, but they are the most potential country in the world that the whole world look at Israel. Why? Because Israel is the people who believe in potential because they believe they are God people. Amen. And they believe they are God people, they have a potential. Now, if you go around, even Newcastle, and you see the shopping center way, Westfield Shopping Center, remember that it belongs to Israel. Amen. Israel people. You go to America, and there's a lot of shopping, lot of investment that the whole world, it depends on this smaller country because they have no fear to invest and to use the potential that God gives to these people. Amen. God gives you a plan. God gives you a mind to think and the thoughts to become a potential in your life. Amen. 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 You need not to have fear. You need to remove the fear from you. Next year, we have no fear. If you come or not come to prayer meeting, we still have a prayer meeting. Amen. If you come or not come on Sunday night, we still have a Sunday night meeting. Amen. Because there is no fear. Because of the fear, they will bring the church down. But without fear, we are helping those for people to come and hear God's presence. I try many things in my life. Not everything is work, but I never fail. You know why? Because I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished yet. If you sit in there and don't do anything, your next level, they will never come. Hello? If you sit in there and you don't do anything, your next level, they will never come. Believe it to move it to next year. Amen? Amen. Believe it, the next year is going to be better year. Amen? Amen. Believe it for a new home. Believe it for a new car. Believe it for better position. Believe it to improve your potential in whatever you're doing. Amen? Let me say something very, very important. And I would love if you listen very careful. If you go out of the boat, you have a risk to sink. You have a risk in potential to sink. But if you believe it and you walk on the water, you have a potential to reach Jesus' hands. Amen. So step out the boat is risking to sing. But step out in faith, you step out, and on the other side of the boat, there is a Jesus who pick you up and lift you up and give you great potential in your life. And sometimes you have a people, an environment of Christianity people, they worry about, they step out of the boat, they sing. They don't want to move. They don't want to do anything. Jesus, put your hands out and reach out and lift you up. If you walk it on the darkness, remember that at the end of the night, the day is come. The day is come. Stepping into faith, you draw closer to Jesus. Amen. Let's make it clear. Let's do this way. Stepping in faith, you come closer to Jesus. Amen. Because faith is not something that is really nice for you. Faith is potential. When you cannot do it, they will come in you. Amen. That's what happened. If you're waiting, you will never rise into the next level. Fear that will never make you change is something that you needed to put in your heart. The fear that will never make you change. Do you need to change in time to make any progress in your life? Live a life of valuable. Amen. Live a life of valuable. How, Pastor Tony, I live a life of valuable? If you have no house, don't live it for the rest of your life. rending hells. Amen. Why do I say that? Because if you live for the rest of your life at rending hells, you only pay somebody else's hells. Amen. Here in Australia is a very good system. With the money you pay to renting, you can actually pay your own mortgage. And you actually potential to have your own house. Amen. Potential. Today you can ever borrow money from the bank for 2-3% of interest. When I bought my house, 17.5%. And people was really fear to buy a house. But I step out in faith. I remember the bank said to me, 25 years you pay that much for your house. The bank can never tell you to pay any more than what they needed to pay. You know why? Because then you pay for the rest of your life. But if your mortgage is $1,000 and you put it $1,200, let me tell you something, your mortgage would be dropping a lot. Amen. For an example, I could even make a mistake, but my wife remembered very well, we have a contract for 25 years, and our house was paid 5-6 years, something. 8 years. Well, the only way we did in my time was $100 a month mortgage. But remember, my wife, I would put 150 or 200, whatever she can. So the bank are not like that. Why you do that? You got to go on a dance. You got to do it. No. We doing whatever we think is good for us. Amen. So you needed to have a potential in changing things in your life. Amen. Let me tell you something. A young boy many years ago from Botswana, he was here in the church. He came to me and said, Pastor Tony, I said, I needed to hire a house. I said, well, you want to hire a house? You can leave it like a student there. No, I said, I want to hire a house. But for them to get the house, I need a letter of somebody, reference letter. And I said, I'll give you a reference letter that you're a good boy, you look good looking, all of these such things. You know, the pastor tried to help everybody if they can. So he got the house with a 4-bedroom here, Jesmond. You know what this boy was doing? Was renting the 4-bedroom and leave it free for himself. Everybody else paid the mortgage for him. Amen. So you call him stupid. I call him a potential into his life. Amen. He was doing good things. Okay, I'll help him to write a letter for him. But that you can do it. Amen. Don't stay for the rest of your life somebody else's house. Believe that God can give you a job. Amen. They can give you potential. You don't need to go to buy a house on the water that costs $1 million. You don't have to do that. Amen. Just go somewhere you can manage to do it. Because even if you look like a little jungle place, it is for yourself. Amen. Fear destroys you. But you can remove the fear and live it in grand potential. In Proverbs 29:25, the fear of a man brings smart, but the whole trust on the law is a safety into your life. Trust on the law is safety into your life. Breaking fear from you. Breaking fear. Fear knock you down. Amen. Fear knock on the door. I want to finish with this because I think my time is over. Fear, you can knock on the door, but faith open the door. Amen. Amen. Faith is open the door. Don't get paralyzed of the things of the world, but get changed for the next level for God bless into your life. And the only way to do it, to have God's word into your mouth, that never depart from your life. Amen. That you start to have the potential into your life. Change. Because God has a plan for every one of you. Amen. God is opening doors. God is opening the heaven and fill you up with the great bless. Can we stand before the presence of the Lord? Fear, knock on the door. Faith, open the door. So no knocking the door, but open the door. Amen. Open the door of your heart. Let Jesus to come to your heart, and you will be blessed to bless. You, next year, we're looking for a better future in your life. We want to break in that mentality that we're not good to do anything. Amen. We needed to break the mentality that you needed to retire. You needed to break the mentality that you needed to refire with God's presence. Amen. And for you guys that you study and you become busy in your study, remember to put God's work into your life first. Because when you do that, God, you open all the doors that you needed to have a potential in your start. That your life of preparation will become a potential in the future. Can we close the eyes and pray for you this morning? Before we want to lift your hands and worship the Lord, please let me just say, if you don't show how to break fear of your life, can you lift your hands? I want to pray for you. Because fear is not come from God. Fear is come for the enemy. Amen. I see your hands. Is anybody else you want me to pray for you this morning? I see your hands. Father, we pray this morning. There is no fear in your people. There is no fear in our life. That you said, come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me and I will fill you up. Come to me and I extend my hands. Come to me and I open the doors. Come to me and I will take you to the next level. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the abundance. We thank you, Lord, for this year, Lord. That you've been protecting us, Lord. You've been with us in a special way, Lord. And Lord, we pray for the next year come, Lord, that we have a potential, Lord. We have a vision, Lord. We have a destiny in our life. Lord, we pray that we live from blessing to blessing in our life. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your glory, for your presence. That everyone in us this morning, they don't leave this building without taking the bless from you, the potential, Lord. Lord, we pray. Give everyone who will lift their hands before the presence of the Lord. We want to worship him once more time and say, Lord, I will step in into next level with your presence. Can we lift your hands before the presence of the Lord? Let's do that. Because when you lift your hands, I would do all hands before the presence. You mean you surrender to Jesus. And the glory of Jesus will take care of you. We surrender to you, Lord. We have no fear in our life. We are bound to the enemy, Lord. We lift our hands before you, Lord, that you're touching us in a special way. In Jesus' name.